USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats in Congress slamming the White House after President Trump cancels a trip that the House Speaker was to make to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, citing security concerns because of the shutdown. And Republican leaders are weighing in as well, as we hear from correspondent Robin Walensky.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Especially the Speaker thinks we shouldn't even have the State of the Union.
Now, this comes as President Trump pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation, but the president pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown.
Talks towards ending the L.A. teachers' strike will resume in a few hours and may continue through the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.